Hi, lovelies. Thanks so much for joining me today on May 6th, and I'm just going to jump right on in. The card that I pulled for the group today is from the Gaiam Oracle, which is my favorite deck, and it is Thinking of You, a Loving Thought, Serendipity. And this card, it looks like a sun that has risen on the water. And I will send that along with the recording to all of you. This card is confirmation that someone you have been thinking of is also thinking of you. It may be someone who has passed away, or a living friend, family member, or a loved one. Our thoughts and feelings are energy frequencies or wavelengths that transcend space and time. We all transmit and receive information through our thoughts and feelings. It makes no difference whether someone is near or far, alive or has passed away. We are subconsciously in constant communication with those we think about and love. Having heard this, you probably imagine your thoughts traveling through space and time. However, in actuality, nothing really travels anywhere. This is because energetically or spiritually, there is no separation in the first place. We are all interconnected and ultimately one, eternally held within an ocean of divine love. The great cosmic ocean of life is as vast and endless as we can imagine it to be, and at the same time, it can be smaller than the smallest particle. The affirmation for this card is, all I love lies forever in my heart. I am one with all humanity. I am one with all creation. I am in constant communion with everyone. Time and space are real only when I believe they are. So, I don't know about you, but I needed that card today. So, briefly, on May 1st is the start of summer for the Celtic calendar. Over the last 2 years, I've started following the Celtic calendar. I guess it's actually maybe been longer than that. But it is part of my heritage, from my grandmother's side is Irish, and, I've always found a connection to, that island, and the Celtic ways have always felt very true to me. So, I guess it was first brought to my attention the importance of May 1st when it was given to us as a date to possibly get married. I asked a friend of mine who's an astrologer to help us pick the date, I guess over 5 years ago, and May 1st just sort of, it really resonated for many ways. First, it is the first day of summer. It is, along with Samhain, the holiday on October 31st, November 1st. It is a celebration of fire, which is very much a connection between me and my husband. And so, this time, this Beltane time, is that celebration of the beginning of summer, where we move out of the winter and out of the spring and really into this full-fledged bounty of the next 3 months. We also experienced a full moon in Scorpio last Sunday, this past Sunday, 3 days ago, and that happened on the West Coast around almost 9 o'clock at night, and it was a beautiful full moon here in Seattle, and the night sky was clear, so I got to see it in all of its glory. And the Scorpio full moon really highlights community. And for me, the week leading up to that full moon, what it highlighted for me was equality. Equality for all people. My hometown of Baltimore has been in a bit of a uprising. And it's in a pattern that's been happening in the U.S. where a black man dies in course of dealing with the police. And it's interesting how each time that happens, other things are highlighted. So what was really highlighted last week for me and for a lot of people in the nation is the inequity that really exists in Baltimore, and how their people in third world nations are going to have a better life than those born in inner city Baltimore. And so the spotlight highlighted for me one of the root issues of my work, and partly that has to do with the fact that each of us is here for a reason, and each of us, our souls, come here with their own mission of the things they need to learn and the work that they need to do in the world. And so many times people are born into situations in which they aren't able to connect with that greater goal, though their goal could just be their mere existence, or the fact that their life was, in the end, so significant that they caused the whole country to start having a different conversation. So what I would like to set out for you is, what would happen in your world if you loved more? If you just smiled at one person that you would never consider smiling to? If you were kind to someone in need that crossed your path? If you had more compassion, how would that shift, how would that ripple transform someone else's life? So please take a deep breath and exhale. Find yourself in a comfortable position, whether that be sitting or lying down. And inhale deep down into your belly. And on the exhale, release any stress of the day. Take another inhalation deep to your belly And on the exhale, feel all your muscles relax. On the next inhale, please imagine that your energetic roots are sprouting out of the soles of your feet. And they are going to work their way down into the earth. Feel the earth energy enter your body and ground your energetic system into this space and time. Feel this earth energy move up to your ankles and your calves, to your knees and your thighs and your hips. From this place, feel the expanse of your auric field surround you. Like a cushion. It is a protective barrier, your auric field. The outside edge of your auric field can be thought of as a fence, a boundary line. This is the place from which you control the energy that comes into your energetic system from the outside, and in turn, how you project your energy out into the world. When the boundary of the outer edge of your auric field is strong, your energetic system becomes closed. And not closed in the traditional sense, just closed to outside influence. So that in this place, each of your chakras, your major and minor chakras, are allowed to relax and open and operate optimally. Take a deep breath in and feel this outer edge of your auric field strengthen. And feel the inner workings of your energy system, these major and minor chakras, relax and open and spin. Many times we leave holes in our auric field. There are holes, there are openings, there are places people can come in. People coming in, meaning their energy can come in. And when that happens, your major and minor chakras will close off and tighten. So I just want you to inhale. And on the inhale, think about this outer edge of your auric field. It looks like a metallic mesh. It could be gold or silver, platinum or titanium. Whatever resonates with you. And this mesh is like a screen that filters to sit in the space and feel your energetic roots deep down into the earth. And this egg shape of your auric field that surrounds you. Inhale deeply a pure white light. Feel it penetrate all the way down. Your cells, to your blood cells and the cells of your muscles and your tissues and your skin and your bones. Take another deep inhalation and breathe this light down into your cells, to each one, every one, throughout your entire body. On each inhalation, bring in more of this light deep down into your cellular level. And start to feel any old emotional bits or wounds begin to bubble up. Use the exhale to remove this fodder from your system. And use your inhalation to bring in more of this white light down into your cellular level to sweep away those things that are no longer serving your highest good. Many times the body can hold on to emotion. It can either be from physical trauma or emotional trauma. But know in this place of the coming summer that none of these things are needed any longer. That it is safe for your body to release these old memories and thoughts and emotions. Inhale more white light. Feel it emanate through your entire body. Feel it in your lungs. and your heart into your nervous system and your vascular system. And on the exhale, let that natural impulse to exhale eliminate anything that is no longer serving your highest good. Eliminate it from your physical body. Eliminate it from your energetic body. Feel the deep relaxation that occurs when your body learns to let go from the cellular level. And know that you can return to this place at whatever time you need. And I'd like to close today's call with a quote that that I found from a book that I just started reading, and it's the St. Francis prayer, or also known as like the "Make Me a Channel of Your Peace" prayer. Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, true faith. Make me a channel of peace. Where there's despair in life, let me bring hope. Where there is darkness, let me bring light. And where there is sadness, joy. Grant me that I never seek so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love with all my soul. Make me a channel of peace. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I hope you have a beautiful Wednesday and May.